Yeah, they're doing a good job of resting him and then playing him, so he's staying fresh. They have a group of 7 to 8 guys that can rush the passer. So between their outside linebackers moving to defensive end and the nickel, which he's one of them, and their defensive line, they're rotating guys, keeping those guys fresh, and that's where you see the difference is. He's not playing every down, so when he comes in, he can give it everything. Well, game plan wise, in the last two games, we've chosen and gone into it thinking that we're not going to hand the ball to the halfback in the backfield very often. We didn't feel it was advantageous to win the game. So you can see we limited the opportunities that Matt had, and we thought we had to throw the football to win, but run it enough to keep him honest. And I thought we did a nice job in the last drive when we were trying to kill some time to secure the lead of running the football. Well, last year we played him. Matthews didn't play, and that makes a big difference when he's in the game. And they're at full strength now, and so we need to bring our A game to gain yards and to have Matt Forte gaining yards. I think we need to continue to work a balanced attack and give him opportunities. That's a good question because O-line is a 5-man unit, including the tight end, a 6-man unit in the blocking schemes. And it's important that they do know the reactions and the responses that the guy next to him is going to have to certain things. You can't practice everything. You can follow rules and techniques. But like you said, guys do things a little bit differently just in their style, their abilities. And so it takes time to work together with another guy. And so you'll see a play here and there that might have been more successful if they were more used to each other.